When there's high cold sores, I'm not going to get you. Behold the Kamat at a halfway point in a long winter's man. And many times in a long period of time, a long tkufa, people going through the daily grind, you lose your excitement, you can hit depression, person's mood is not so much in the mood anymore. All these other and different types of emotions and feelings come through whenever you're going through a long tkufa. It's not just the gay and the yeshiva. It's any period of life when you have long tkufas. A person naturally, it's part of the nature of the human being, you start losing that same freshness and excitement and eschadshus that you had. Even in life, people say there's such a thing as like midlife crisis, because a person feels like at midlife, where am I going? What am I getting to? It's the same daily grind. And like, there's many areas where this plays out. But the emes is, there's a meiridika secret that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us that's an instant remedy to this issue. And people don't know it, people are not so aware of it, but if you do understand and know this, it could solve all these problems. David HaMelech davened to be successful in this secret. Is a pasuk, it's in Tehillim, Perek Tzadi. David HaMelech said, Limnois Yomeinu Kein Hoida, which means to count my days, Kein Hoida, teach me how to do it. David HaMelech was asking the Rabbeinu Shlolam, teach me how to count my days. The nature of all human beings is that every day, a person going through a regular daily routine, people always say, I'll do it later, not right now, tomorrow. That's the nature of people, to push things off. And what's the reason? Because what do I have to do it now for? I have tomorrow. What do I have to do it now for? I have later. That's the nature of people, how we think. But the emes is, it's a gewaltig mistake. Let's imagine to ourselves. We mentioned, you know, last month, Rachmana Litzlan, the wife of Rabbi Brick, Shlita, the Shiva of Brick's Yeshiva in Brooklyn, she was suddenly nifteres. So imagine this Isha Chashuva. She's living, let's say it was a Monday, it was a regular day, living a regular Monday routine, and something came up, and she said, no, I'll do it later. No, I'll do it tomorrow. Let's say her kid asked her, could you read me this book? She said, not right now, I'll do it later. Or her kid said, could you push me on the swing in the park? Nah, maybe tomorrow. And then, Rachmana Litzlan, she suddenly collapsed, and she was nefteres on the spot. And Rachmana Litzlan, it never happened later. It never happened tomorrow. Or example that we could maybe more relate to. If you remember last year, I think it was, that Bacher, Shmuley Silverberg, a Bacher in Detroit Yeshiva, was walking from his dorm room to Shachris in Yeshiva, to the Yeshiva building, and Rachmana Litzlan, someone shot him and he was killed on the spot. Imagine this Bacher. He wakes up in the morning, that morning, and he was being lazy, not really climbing out of bed, and a thought came through his mind. Well, the first halacha on Shulchan Aruch says, "Yes, gabe kari, wake up like a lion, jump out. I'll do that tomorrow." And then Rachmana Litzlan, there was no tomorrow. We have to realize that even if Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to make it to tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, Hashem shall help all of us to constantly live Arichas Yam V'Shanim, but tomorrow is not today. Today's opportunity never comes back. There's no such thing as saying today, I'll do it later. Because the moment of now is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Even though Beis Hashem was zeichah to live till later and live till tomorrow. But right now, Yud Gimel Teves, Tav Shin Pei Dalet, at 12:43 in the morning, whatever you call it now, 12:43 on Yud Dalet Teves will never return. What you do with this moment is a once in a lifetime opportunity forever. What you could do later is a new opportunity that later presents. What you could do tomorrow is a new opportunity what tomorrow presents. This is what David HaMelech was asking Hashem. Teach me how to appreciate every day. Limnois yomeinu kein hoida. Teach me how to appreciate every moment of my day. Let me have this feeling that it's a once in a lifetime opportunity that I'm living through right at this moment. Because it will never return. Even if I live to a new moment, this moment is gone forever. This is the secret of time that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us with a great matana, it's a present. Because when you recognize this gift, you never feel like you're in a long tekufa and it's the same old grind every day and the same routine. Those feelings never come because you appreciate each day as an individual opportunity, because it is. There's a gevaldik diuk in this week's parasha to this yesod. Parashas Vayechi begins Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shva Asri Shona. He lived 17 years in Mitzrayim. Vayehi Yemei Yaakov, the days of Yaakov, Shnei Chayev, the years of his life, Sheva Shonim Varbor Ma'ashana. He lived 147 years. It's Mamash Apella in the Loshon HaPasuk. Why did the Torah write Vayehi Yemei Yaakov? The Torah should say simply, Vayehi Shnei Chayev, the years of his life. We started off talking about Yaakov. We know we're talking about Yaakov. So say now, the years of his life, Sheva Shana, V'abom HaShana, 147 years. What's Vayehi Yemei Yaakov? Shnei Chayev. The days and the years of his life. It's the years of his life. That's what counts. That's what we're talking about. What Sheikh has to talk about days. And if you noticed, this is the same thing we find by Avram Avinu, the same thing we find by Yitzchak Avinu. You look in Parshas Chayisora. Ve'ela yemei shnei chaye Avram ashechai. These are the days of the years that he lived. Days? We're talking about the years of Avram Avinu that he lived me'a shanim v'shivim shanim v'chamei shanim. 175 years. Why is the Torah saying yemei? Days. What does days ever do with anything? You look by Yitzchak Avinu and Parshas Vayishlach. Vayiyu Yemei Yitzchak, Ma'ash Shana Shmoinim Shana. He lived 180 years. What's Yemei Yitzchak? Why again Yemei? Why do we speak about the Avos? We're talking about their life. The sum total, we talk about the days of their life. How do days of their life have anything to do with anything? And yet this is what the Torah says. So I want to share with you an incredible pshat that I saw from Sham Shlomo Fall Hirsch. In Parashas Vayigash, which in essence, Yaakov Avinu himself is answering up this question that we're talking about. He talks about the conversation between Paroi and Yaakov, which is a very, very hard thing to understand over there, what happened. We all know, the Pasuk says, Vayoyime Paroi el Yaakov, Paroi told Yaakov, Kamo yimei shnei chayecha. How old are you? Funny question. You meet someone for the first time, king of a big country, how old are you? Strange question to ask somebody. But as I state in Torah, what was Yaakov's response? Vayoyime Yaakov, El Paroi, Yemei Shnei Migurai, Shloishim Ma'ashana, the days of my life are 130, Ma'at V'rom, very short and terrible days. Ha'yumei shnei chayai, lo yisigu es yumei shnei chayai voisai, I didn't reach the days of my fathers, bimei migurehem, in their living. Very strange answer that Yaakov Avinu gave. Yaakov Avinu is complaining. He's complaining that he had years of ma'at v'ro'im. So there is a yidua dikup pshat that everybody knows from the Das Kenei Balei Tosfos. Chaim Shmulevitz talks about it, how Yitaka complained, and every word of complaint took off a year of his life, against the shtikul Torah, which is a chiddush. It's not pasha pshat. The reason being, because first of all, very hard to hear that Yaakov Avinu was complaining. After all, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. And secondly, it doesn't seem like in the Torah Bechlal there was any taina against him for this complaint. So to tell me it was a complaint in the Torah, there's no remez that there was an issue and a problem, it's hard to hear he was complaining. And Bechlal and Rashi, you don't find that he was complaining, didn't make a shtickle Torah about there was a complaint here. So this is a mamash, an incredible pshat from Shamshul Fol Hirsch in his Chumash. He says like this: you misunderstood the question and you misunderstood the answer of the conversation between Pari and Yaakov. Zokram Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. When Pari asked, Kamo Yimei Shnei Chayecha, how old are you? He says, you have to realize, Zmanoi Shal Roish HaMedina Yokuhu Ma'id. The time of a king, a leader, his time is very precious. The time does not allow silly questions and things that are not significant. They're not asking dumb questions to each other in this meeting. Elamai, Pari was asking a very, very, very deep question to Yaakov. Like the words that he used. Kamo yimei shnei chayecha. How many days of the years of your life? Zokam Shamshon Fal Hirsch, what he was asking was, typically, when you count your years, you don't count days, you're counting years. So why is he mentioning days in the years? Because Yechidei Segula, special people, Marichin Kol Yoyim, they give value to every day. They see a special shlichus in every day and every moment of my life of opportunity. Odom Amiti, a true person, Einoi Chai Shana, doesn't live years. You don't live segments of years, but rather Yomim, you live days. You live moments of every day of your life, because you live with every moment of your life as an opportunity of itself, and I'll never repeat. Yomim Chasrei Mashmois, days could be missing quality, Rak B'Mokoyim, but in its place, where the Torah Sheletes, with Torah rules your life, U'Masei Odom Chuvonim Kudoshim Avodas Hashem, every act that you do in every moment of your day, you're using it for Avodas Hashem, then, Shem Odom Chai, Shem Odom Chai, then a person is called living, and that's called Yomim, you're having a day. You're utilizing your days and your moments for quality. Says of Shamshon Fal Hirsch, Pari was asking Yaakov, Kamo Yomim Bishnois Chayecha, which means the Torah is being Megala, the Roisham Amuk, Sha'osa Lov Yaakov. When Yaakov, you know, came in front of Pari, he made such a Roisham to Pari. Pari saw such greatness, such an Odom Gadol. Pari couldn't believe what he's meeting up with. He said to him, how many days are in the years of your life? He wasn't asking how old he is. He was asking this question that I'm seeing such greatness in front of me. I can't imagine how he utilized every day of his life to such fullness that brought out this product of Yaakov Avinu standing here in front of Pari. That was the deep question Pari asked him. Zokram Shamshon Fal Hirsch, Yaakov Avinu was answering Ba'anova, he says, with tremendous anivus. And he said back to him, Yimei shnei migurai shloishim ashana. If you notice, there's two lashonos in the pasuk. Yimei shnei migurai shloishim ashana ma'at ra'viran. Hayu yimei shnei chayai. It's two lashonos. Yimei shnei migurai, yimei shnei chayai. Says Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch, he was being mavdil. He was differentiating between living the real days of life and utilizing it to just being alive. And Amela, he said, Loicha Yisaharbe. It was Yemei Shnei Megurai. I was just living 130 years. But it really wasn't life of a day, the today accomplishment. And the reason why I wasn't able to have the day-to-day accomplishment is because Yemei Ashonim Shuchal Likra Chayai were Ma'atim. B'miyuchud, specifically because they were Ra'im, they had hard days, B'leihim Irivus V'daiga, had a lot of challenges from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And in Mela, I felt I couldn't use out my days. Hutal Alay HaTafkid, I had upon me a Tafkid, L'kayim, to exist, B'toich HaTzara. I have to keep the chiyuvim of the tzara that I'm living through. And therefore, toichnam shel chayim, the quality of the actual days of life, to live days, ein l'hashvoisam, I can't compare it to the toichn chayi shel avoisai of my fathers, what they were zeichet to live, because they didn't have the same tzaras as me, and they were able to utilize every day for its quality. This is what he came to say, ein zu tzun, he wasn't complaining. It was anivus that he was responding with anivus. And of course, we all know it was a tremendous anivus because Chazal even tell us Yaakov Avinu was even greater than Avraham and Yitzchak. Right? The Medrash Rabbah brings down in Parashas Vayishlach Habechir Sheba Avos, the most chosen of the Avos was Zeh Yaakov, is Yaakov Avinu. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Yaakov Bochar Loika. The Rebbeinu Shem chose him. He was the Bechira. He was the Mufcha. He was the most special. So there's no question about it. When he lived through Tzoras and utilized his avoid of just living the day through the Tzora, that brought out such greatness that Yaakov Avinu became Yaakov Avinu. But this is how he was responding in Anivus. As an Onav, he was responding to power as if I really didn't have the same ability like Avram and Yitzchak. But Akoponim, what we're seeing from here is this Moiridik lesson of what it means to live your days. To live and realize every day is its own opportunity. Real people, like the Lashon of Shamshon Fol Hirsch, real people don't live years. Real people live a day. You live your moments of your day. You realize that every moment of your day is a one-time opportunity to serve Hashem. How are you using this moment? It's a question we have to ask ourselves every moment. How am I using my moment now in service of Hashem? Am I letting it disappear? Am I just going to sleep and losing the moment? Or am I serving Hashem? That's what we have to ask ourselves, and that's the opportunity of a moment. Real people live days. That's what we see by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this is the secret that David HaMelech was asking Hashem. Limnois yomeinu kein hoida. Teach me how to count my days. Teach me how to appreciate every moment of my day. I want to use it to the fullest. Chaim Shmulevitz, the Rishiva Miri Yeshiva, Zatzal, used to always say, in the Gemara in Kedushin, we all know the Gemara in Kedushin, Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malakah. Reward for a mitzvah in this world, you don't get. Chaim Shmulevitz used to explain that the entire world, the entire universe, is not sufficient enough to reward you for one mitzvah. That's what it means, schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. We can't possibly reward you. You live one day of life and you do one right thing, one mitzvah. What are we going to reward you? There's nothing possible in the world, this whole universe, to possibly reward you for a mitzvah that you do. We think we'll take you out to Bonn, that's going to be a reward. We'll buy you a Lamborghini. What are we going to do? What type of schar can we give you for a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. That's what it means, schar mitzvah b'hai al malekha. It doesn't exist. And the Ebbes is, in Zohar HaKadosh, you mamish see the same point. Zohar HaKadosh asks, on the Pasuk, in this week's parasha, Vayikrivu Yemei Yisrael Lomos. In the next Pasuk it says, the days that Yisrael Yaakov was going to be Nifter was coming close. In fact, the Zohar HaKadosh days, you only nifter on one day. It just say, Vayikrav Yoim Yisroel Lomos. The day that he's going to be nifter was coming close. What's this that it says, Vayikravu Yimei Yisroel Lomos? The days, Loshen Rabim. Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, when the Rebbeinu Shlom finds the time that now this person has to leave this world, all the days of his life, so they live through this olam hazeh, crave him of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come close to Hashem, v'nichnosin, and all those days get gathered and enter b'cheshvin into the calculation. Ashrei chelkoi shel ha'adam, fortune is the portion of a person, shekol yomav, that he used all his days, and all his days are craving with the melech, are coming close to Hashem, to be part of the calculation, b'loi cherpo busha, without that day being a disgrace or an embarrassment to your being. Ulafikach ksiv, therefore it says in the psukim, we talk about big tzaddikim and big people. We say, Vayikru Yemei Yisrael Lomos. Shemiskarvin Yemehem. All his days are gathering. Lefnei HaMelech before the king. Beli busha, without embarrassment, without cherpa, without a disgrace. Because they utilize and they live their days, they live their moments of the day. They were focused in utilizing this moment for avodas Hashem. You know, it's a grace of tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg. Not everybody heard of him, but his mamash a kodesh v'tohar. A mamash an odom gadol. He was American born, and he comes to America many times to speak and give chizuk here in America. I was zeicha a few times to go hear him. My brother was very close with him in Eretz Yisrael. Every time he speaks, at least when I heard him speak, he always talks about this yisoid. He always talks about that this moment of opportunity is once in a lifetime now and will never come back. If you use this moment for avodas Hashem, you have it. It's there for you when you yom hadin. And if you don't use this moment, it's gone forever. He always talked about this yisoid. And for all we know, maybe his greatness came from living this yisoid. Maybe the reason why he's so great is because Itaka lives his life with this secret. Because this is the secret of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is the secret of all the gedolim and the great people. They never live years. They live days. They live their moments. So a ma'aser brought down about the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, when he was living in his town that he was born in, Zettel it was called, it was near Vilna. So he says, he remembers there used to be a very simple yid, Emes Ama Oretz, no shaykes to anything. He called him a Kaldas. That what he used to do every day was, he would walk. In those days, they didn't have cars. He used to walk every day to Vilna, which was many, many parsois, long distance away. He used to walk for the town Zettel, where they lived, to Vilna, to go get from the Gabbai in the big base medrash in Vilna a little mashu of shmektabek, and he used to walk back and come back to Zettel. And this is what he did every day. He got his shmektabek, walked all the way there, and came back. The Chofetz Chaim took a moridikis iris from what he witnessed about this yid, and he used to say it over in his shmuzim. He says, can you imagine? This is the long distance that this yid went. He traveled so far. For what? For a little pinch of shmektavik to smell. Zokt the chafetz chayim. A adam, a nefesh, a neshama. We all come down here from the oil of my MS. And there's going to be a day on Yom Achron of our lives that we're going to have to return on that big trip back to Shemayim. V'yishalu ma havesa mederech koi rechoika. Shemayim's going to ask, what are you bringing back from your long distant trip? Shemercha kilucha yukama me'ashonim. It's hundreds of years, this trip from down here to Shemayim, the oil of my MS. If you took a physical trip back up here. The Isbaraloid, it might come clear when you come up to Shemayim. Shloi Hevi, all you're bringing back is a pinch of Shmektabek. Zok Techofetz Chaim. This is something we have to think about. When we start living our days, and we start living the moment, this moment, right here, right now, live the moment to serve Hashem. When we start living our moments, we'll realize, I'm bringing back more than just a shmek tabak to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. I'm coming back with something tangible, something valuable. But it's only if we internalize this Moridika secret. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, to Yeshiva, Miri Yeshiva in Brooklyn. I was zeichet to learn there in elementary school, so I used to see him a lot. He used to come to our siyumim. I felt like I always had a connection, a shaychus to him, because we were in the same building. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum makes a moiridik adiyuk that we find a very interesting nusach used when we talk about great people. And that connects to this topic that we're talking about. He speaks about this in Parashas Vayeshev. V'hu nar es b'nei bila. We're talking about Yosef HaTzadik. What's the description? He's a nar. Nar means a youngster. Frek Mishmuel Birnbaum, why are we calling him a youngster? Yosef is already 17 years old. Yosef already learned all the Torah from his father that he got in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. He was an Adam Gadol. Why would the Torah call him a Nar? So, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, we don't find this only by Yosef HaTzadik. By Yaakov Avinu, by Yitzchak Avinu, by the Akedah. The Pasuk says, V'ani v'hanar ne'elcha ad koi. Me and the Nar, Avraham Avinu was speaking, are going to go. The Nar was referenced to Yitzchak. How old was Yitzchak by the Akedah? 37 years old. He's called a youngster. He's 37 years old. Why are we calling him a Nar? And another example, he says, Yeshua ben Nun in Parashas Kisisa. The pasuk clearly calls Yeshua ben Nun. Umisharsa Yeshua ben Nun, Nar lo yomish v'teich oil. He was a Nar who didn't ever left the oil, always was Rishamish, his Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu. At that point, Yeshua was already older. He was a Gogol Batayra. We might not know exactly his age, but he was no Nar, he was no youngster. So, Frek Shmuel Birnbaum, why do we constantly find this word Nar being used when we talk about these great people, these great Gedolim, these great Tzaddikim? Why are we calling them a Nar? They're not a Nar, they're older. Zokab Shmuel Birnbaum, the Pasuk in Hosea says, Nar Yisrael va'aveyu. Klal Yisrael's a Nar, and I love them because of that. Zokab Yisrael Salanta, you know what Hosea was saying? Klal Yisrael's a nation that the Rebbeinu Shlom has a specific love to them, because they have this trait of being a nar, which describes constant gidul upricha. They're always growing and steiging. Nishkein fartike, as Shlomo Birnbaum said, and they printed in the Sefer. They're not done. Nishkein fartike. They're always growing. There's always another madrega. Hashevach shall call Yisrael, who shall call your mayhem. Afilu bimei ziknusom. Adayim heim bebechinas nar. Keseder oivdim al atzom as alam yoyse. They're always growing higher madregas. Ba'avoido, ba'bidas toivis. Levels and levels of ruchnias. Kol yumei chayehem. V'zeo meshabeach ha'asnovi. The Novi is saying a shvach. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves us because we're all a nar. That's Klal Yisrael. And Amela, it's like a Shmuel Birnbaum, that's Pasha Pshat. Why we're calling Yosef a nar, why we're calling Yitzchak, Yeshua, all the great ones were a nar because they're constantly growing. And Shmuel Birnbaum added, and they bring it down in the Sefer, V'chein re'inu b'gedoylem. This is what we see by our gedoylem, shal dorenu. He says, look at our Moshe Feinstein. He's a zokein muflik, but yet he's still mamash like a youngster growing. He said, look at Rav Shach. He's a zokein muflik, but he's still like a nar, growing and steiging. And then they bring down, in a different print, because this wasn't part of what he said, that if you looked at Shmuel Birnbaum, you saw this also. He was someone that when he gave shir, although he was already be'ezik nusoy, he mamish gave with such chiyus, with such frishkeit, like a nar. He said, not only that, he was always the first one in the Beis Medrash for every Seder, like a youngster running into Beis Medrash. He's a zokein muflig, Shmuel Birnbaum, and yet he was mamish somehow, he slipped in always first, quicker than everybody else. This was the gedolim, how they live like a nar. But it connects to what we're talking about because that's every day after day after day. You live today and you grow more tomorrow and grow more the next day. If every day you're growing because you know how to live yomim, you live your days and your moments of your life, then your whole life is like a nar. You're constantly growing madregas. You're takashteiging in your ruchnias. And this applies to every area. It's not just in our learning Torah. In our midas, hanhogas bein olam chaveroi, our hashkafas achayim, everything. We have to keep growing in all areas of life. We're never a fartika. We're never done. We have to always see ourselves another moment as another opportunity. And don't give up the moment because it never comes back. You're not going to be alive for another moment like now. If you live for another new moment, but this moment you're only alive for right now. How are you using this moment in your Avodas Hashem? This is the question we constantly have to ask ourselves. And it takes a training to live your life like this. It's not going to happen overnight, but on a daily basis, if you're growing in this Indian, it'll become part of you. Now you can appreciate the Moiridik Musar that the Bali Musar bring down in a pasuk in last week's parasha, where the pasuk says, "Eich ele el Ovi v'hanar einenu iti." Moiridik words that could pierce your heart. How could you go to our father? Eich ele el Ovi. How am I going to return to my father? V'hanar einenu iti. And my nar, the way I'm supposed to live, youthful and growing, is not with me. I didn't utilize my moments. I didn't make myself constantly grow. I lost this idea. I don't have shaykhus to this idea. Rachman al-Utslan. This is a meridika piercing musar at the Bali Musar bring out from this pasuk of Eich Elol Ovi. How are we going to go up to Shemayim, to Avinu Sheba Shemayim, v'hanar einenu iti? And I heard a Moridika Maisa. in the yeshivas in Europe. So many of them struggled very much with finances. There was no money in the yeshiva for food. There was no money in the yeshiva to even wood to warm the Beis Medrash. Rachman al-Tzlan, the yeshivas, many times really struggled to the bare minimum, almost the basics. So once they sent two bachrim to go raise money for the yeshiva, hoping that these two bachrim will be successful and bring back that the yeshiva could continue on. The rest of the yeshiva kept learning, and these two bachrim went to go raise money. So they sent them to Prague. They came to the city of Prague, and they went to a very wealthy individual there. That's who they were going to stay. They arrived there, it was on Friday, and there wasn't too much time. They quickly got ready for Shabbos, and they went to shul with the balabos. They came home that night for the Suda. And you can imagine this wealthy balabos put down literally a Suda, Kishlema, Malach Meshaitai, Kvalda Kasuda, better than they serve in bun. They mamish, good food, mamish. You can't imagine what was going on there. And these Bokhrim Bechlal never eat, and definitely such delicacies they never ate. And you can imagine what a Geshmak Kasuda Shabbos was. They noticed on the windowsill, there was a gold bowl, a very fancy gold bowl. And in this gold bowl, there was like broken pieces of glass and dirt. And they couldn't imagine, what is that gold bowl with dirt and glass? So the two bachrim, like, you know, one of them said, can I ask Paul Bus what it's about? And the other guy said, no, you know, it's not appropriate to ask, whatever. And they pushed off, you can't ask. The next day, again, grace of Suda, Geshmak. And again, it was mamish, their curiosity was killing them. What's that gold bowl sitting on the ledge there? What's pshat in the glass pieces and dirt? What's going on? And again, they brushed it off. They can't ask, not right, whatever. By the time Shalosh Shudas came, the Bacha said to his friend, I have no choice. I have to ask. I have to know what that's about. Tell me what that is. And he asked very properly, if you don't mind explaining to me, that strange scene of a gold bowl, glass pieces and dirt, what is that? So the Baal Bos said, I'll tell you, it's a long story. But, you know, I was a yeshiva bacher once upon a time in a yeshiva. And I was learning and steiging and growing. There came a day where I decided to go to work. And I started working. And I got involved in business and I was very successful. Every business deal saw success and brought on another business deal. And you could imagine, he said, over time, I stopped making it to Minyan because I was just so busy with my business deals. And then it came a point where I stopped even davening because I just didn't have time. I was so busy making money. I just didn't have time. And you could imagine all my ruchniyus started slipping away. You know, I used to know how to learn, and I stopped having time to learn. It came a point where I didn't even remember the names of the Masechtas or all the Svarim I used to harve in. I was so removed from learning. And I have to be honest, it came a point in time where I was so busy with my business deals, I stopped being so makbar on Shmir Shabbos. A deal came in, I wouldn't be Shemesh Shabbos so much, I'd finish it off. Another deal, I pushed it, even being Shemesh Shabbos, I was Shvachim. And this was my life. I was making a lot of money. One day, it was the middle of the winter, and I'm traveling home on the road in my horse and buggy, and I see a boy crying on the side of the street. He's crying hysterically. So who can stop for a crying kid? I mean, you hear cries, you stop. So I got off my wagon, I went over to the boy, and I said, why are you crying? And I noticed some glass on the floor. I said, what happened? So he said, you know, I have no money in my house. We mamish have nothing, no food or anything. And my father gave me a few coins to go buy oil to light Chanukah Neiris for tonight. And my father told me, either you could buy oil, he gave me a choice, or you could buy some food. covered Hanukkah for tonight. And I decided to buy oil because I want to light the menorah. And I purchased the oil, and somehow I slipped right here in the corner, and the whole glass broke, and the oil's over the floor. How could I go home to my father without any oil, without any food, with nothing? And he's crying hysterically, how can I return to my father? I have nothing! And his cries pierced the Balabas's heart. And he heard a message from Shemayim coming to him. He realized this is Isaiah from Shemayim. Shemayim sent him Isaiah that pierced his heart, and he heard the call. How could I come to my father in Shemayim? I have nothing. Obviously, I took the kid on my wagon. I said, don't worry, I'll take care of you. And I got him the oil. I sent him home a lot of food for his family, and I really took care of him and made sure that they're going to be well and all that. But simultaneously, when I received this Isaiah, that's the beginning when I changed my life. I realized I can't return to my father with nothing. And I slowly, slowly started coming back to my ruchnius, coming back to my roots. And I made sure to pick up the glass pieces that were there on the floor, with the dirt around it. I gathered the oil and the dirt and the glass, and I put it in this gold bowl so I could forever remember and keep this iris fresh of what aroused me to realize I have to come back to my father in Shemayim with full suitcases. I can't come back empty. Rabbi Yisai, Zechor b'yrecha b'mei b'chavrusecha, the Pasuk says. Remember your Creator when you're a young bachar. Don't be silly and think, I have time, I have a long life ahead of me, I'll get there one day, I'll work on that eventually, tomorrow, later. Rabbi Yisai, the Pasuk says otherwise. When you're a young bachar is the time to make something out of yourself. And the first place you start making something out of yourself is to start living your moments. Start living your days. We don't live years. We live a day. Yud Gimel Teves, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that will never come back. And every moment of today is a once-in-opportunity that will never return. If you don't use this moment, it's dead forever. And this is the yesod and the secret of the gedolim, the avos, all the big people who lived chayim amiti, true lives, learned how to live a day, learned how to use every moment as a one-time opportunity forever. Short on time. Just bring out one last point. It's Yidua, the famous Maisa of the stipler. When he was in the army in the ice cold Siberia, and his job, the stipler's job, was to guard a certain area. And they used to have a rotation of guards. And the only way you could survive in the sub-zero degree weather out there was the special thick coat that they used to wear when they guard the position. That you wore that coat all those hours that you were guarding. And then when your post was over, you gave it to the next guard. It came out once that his guard position was on a Friday night, and the guy before him was a guy, and he left a few minutes before, and he hung the coat on a tree. So when the stipler arrived to the post, he knew it's a derabbanan, not even a deraisa, but a derabbanan to take off a coat from a tree. But he said to himself, it's bekuach nefesh. There's no way you're surviving a few hours out here in the cold, ice-cold Siberia without the coat. So it's bekuach nefesh, of course it's mutter. But then he said to himself, 1 minute. Is it bekuach nefesh right this moment? Right at this moment it's not bekuach nefesh. Maybe in 10 minutes from now it's bekuach nefesh, but right now it's not. So the next 10 minutes I'll be without the coat, and in 10 minutes it comes bekuach nefesh, I'll put it on. 10 minutes, another 10 minutes, another 10 minutes. And kiyadua, the story goes that he went a few hours living every 10 minutes, and he survived all those hours without even the coat and never had to go ahead and take it off the tree. This secret of the story of the stipler is how the Gedolim give over to us, how to be matzliach in all our avoda. Take the moments independently. Stop looking at big segments of time. You come to a Seder, don't look at 3 hours ahead of you. Look at learning for 10 minutes. The next 10 minutes is a one-time-in-a-life opportunity for me to steig today on your Gimel Tavis. It's never coming back, the next 10 minutes. Let me learn for 10 minutes. I don't have to learn the whole Seder, 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, if you learn steig, it's not an issue to continue. You continue for another 10 minutes. The point being is that we don't realize the secret to our Hatzlacha is to divide things up into segments, to live the moments and live days, and learn how to divide things up. And that's how we're going to steig, because it's small segments that are very doable. You know, our grandparents, my father's father was born in America, but he was in the American Army. They were mois and nefesh for Yiddishkeit. When they lived in America in those early days, Shmiras Shabbos was real Mesiras Nefesh. Kashrus was real Mesiras Nefesh. All their Avodas Hashem was real Mesiras Nefesh. My grandfather's siblings, who weren't mois and nefesh like him, their children are not from today. My Zayda was only Zaycha because he was mois and nefesh. My other grandfather, my mother's father, was a Holocaust survivor. Mesiras Nefesh Mamish. Stories of Mesiras Nefesh in the Holocaust. And then when he came to American shores, the Mesiras Nefesh that he had in his Shmiras Shabbos, in his Kashrus, in his Avodas Hashem. Where's our Mesiras Nefesh? Most of us, our great grandparents, are sure sitting here, had Mesiras Nefesh in Yiddishkeit. So all your grandparents were Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. Where's your Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit? You only learn at your convenience. You only learn at your leisure. You only do Avodas Hashem what's convenient for you. We can't work on Shleimus if it's hard. Why can't you be Mesiras Nefesh? Follow the footsteps of your grandparents. This is the secret how to do it. If you want to stop being Mesiras Nefesh and go a little past your comfort zone, stop making something out of yourself, for real. Chayim Amitiyim. The way you start is living moments. Start living the moment. Don't look at the years and not even a whole day. Look at the moments. Every moment of opportunity. You start dividing it up and living your moments. You're going to see tremendous hatzlacha, tremendous success in aliyah, in shleimus, in gadlus ha'adam. The Rebbeinu Shem should help us all. So we should be matzliach in acquiring this gevaldika tefillah that David HaMelech asked Hashem also for, of limnois yameinu kein hoidah.